and welcome back to game number two of our Friday night basketball. Clark County and South Shelby boys, it is being brought to you by Adams Maytag and Appliances in Cahoka, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahoka, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahoka, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahoka, Cahoka Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahoka State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahoka, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton. 7:29 is our time. Let's take you back down to Cahoka, Missouri for tonight's boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It is the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, South Shelby, it'll be Zayden Wood at 6'5", a senior. Case Ratliff, 5'10", a senior. Jaron Durbin, 6'1", a junior. Jaden Baker, 6'1", a senior. And Trey Countryman at 6'1", and a junior. Zayden Wood, Case Ratliff, Jaron Durbin, Jaden Baker, and Trey Countryman. And the South Shelby Cardinals, 11-12, and coached by Kent O'Loughlin. For Clark County, it'll be Garrett Billings, a junior. Carter Briscoe, a senior. Callan Wheeler, a junior. Connor Pearl, a senior. And Drayson Daniels, a senior. So Garrett Billings, Carter Briscoe, Callan Wheeler, Connor Pearl, and Drayson Daniels. The Indians, 8-12, and coached by Dennis Dent. And I'll be back with the play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
My dentist said I had to see an oral and maxillofacial surgeon because my wisdom teeth were impacted. I got them out and had an uneventful recovery.
The pain was becoming unbearable. I didn't know that the roots of wisdom teeth can lengthen and become entangled around the nerves in the lower jaw. My surgery was more complicated, and I had to reschedule my family vacation.
One of my wisdom teeth never came all the way in. In my 30s, it started to hurt a lot. It was infected. My recovery took a week.
I had a cyst around my impacted wisdom tooth. I was referred to an OMS to have it removed. I was so worried. I wish I would have taken care of this when I was younger.
Some things get better with age. Your wisdom teeth are not one of them. Make an appointment with an oral and maxillofacial surgeon today to evaluate your wisdom teeth. When caring for your wisdom teeth, pain-free does not necessarily mean disease-free. Visit myoms.org to find an OMS near you.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. Both teams have been introduced. Chief Stompin has made his debut and exit, and we're set to play basketball. And the jump center will be Carter Briscoe, and it'll be Jaden Baker, I believe. No, number 22 is Zayden Wood, the jump center for South Shelby. Still a good crowd on hand. As at halftime of this game, they'll be honoring the school basketball players, the seniors. So the ball is up, and tip is controlled by Clark County. Jason Daniels gives the ball to Garrett Billings, and Billings will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by South Shelby. As Billings dribbles to the right wing. Still with the dribble out, pops. Briscoe at the top of the key. Now the left side of the circle. It goes to Callan Wheeler. The right side of the circle, Carter Briscoe. Billings passed up the shot, gets it inside to Daniel. Off glass, got it. Rolled around, didn't know whether that one was going to go in. and 2-0. Clark County draws first blood as Durbin brings it across the timeline, gets the ball to Wood on the right wing. As Wood will give the ball to Countryman at the top of the key. Now Durbin on the left wing. To Wood. To Countryman on the right wing. At the high post, Aiden Wood. Countryman, no, there was. Yeah, it was his Countryman. Threw up a three. It went in. It counts. Nope, they call it a two. So Trey Countryman has 2 points. We're tied at two. It's Billings. Gives it to Daniels right down the paint. Puts up a shot blocked by Countryman. And they get it to Zayden Wood. Now in the corner to Countryman. Countryman gets it back to Durbin. Durbin tried to force it down low to Radliff. And a whistle, and was there a foul on the play? I think there was. They're going to call a foul on Billings, I believe. That's who's got it. So Garrett Billings picks up his first foul. And at the line will be Case Radliff. First shot up, and pinballs in and out, no good. Tied at two, just the start of this one, a minute and a half into the ball game. As Radliff eyes it, fires it, in and out, no good. At Daniels off of the rebound to Billings. And Garrett Billings will bring it across the timeline, dribbles into and out of a double team. Bounce pass to Briscoe on the right wing. Briscoe looks for somebody as he finds Wheeler in the right corner. Now Wheeler tried to get it to Billings. The ball was kicked by Sal Shelby. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds in front of Coach Kent O'Loughlin. As Briscoe will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it into Wheeler, and Wheeler lost it. And it's stolen away by Durbin. Durbin gets it underneath. Shots put up. Got it. That was Case Radliff. He has two. So Garrett Billings will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Wheeler on the deep left wing. Wheeler between the two circles. To Pearl. Onside to Daniels. Turns. Drops it in. 4 points for Grayson Daniels. Tied at four. Durbin will bring it across the timeline for the Cardinal. Gets it to Baker. Baker to Radliff. Gives it back to Durbin. Now Baker at the free throw line. Durbin. There's Zayden Wood. Now Durbin. Durbin at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Clark County. It's Countryman at the top of the key. There's Zayden Wood around the top of the key. Durbin for three. In and out. No good. Grayson Daniels runs down the rebound to Billings. As Garrett Billings, half-court pass to Connor Briscoe. Out to Wheeler. Wheeler backs off between the two circles as Wheeler tries a three from the left wing. In and out, no good. Connor Briscoe, the rebound. His little five-footer, no good, but he drew the foul. I'd say the foul's going to be on Case Radliff. Wait for the scoreboard. I'm sure it is. 23 would be Case Radliff. That's his first. So Carter Briscoe, first shot up. Pinballs in and out, no good. So lid on the basket early in the going for both teams. Briscoe's next free throw up. Got it. First point for Carter Briscoe, 5-4. Clark with a lead. Jared Durbin across the timeline gives it to Countryman. Now to Baker. Back to Countryman between the two circles to Durbin. To Baker at the free throw line. Three-pointer out of the corner. No good. Countryman a high for the rebound on the left block. Puts a shot up from five. No good. Little baby hook. And Wheeler comes off of the rebound. Wheeler to Billings. Billings will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Daniel and lost it. And it's stolen away by Durbin. South Shelby down by one with basketball. Durbin gives it to Countryman on the right wing. And I'd say Radliff, student section standing up in front of me so I can't see. Countryman back in the corner to Zayden Wood, I believe it was. As Wood tried to get the ball inside, knocked away and stolen away by Garrett Billings. To the left wing. Now Daniels on the left baseline. Inside to Connor Pearl. Wheeler on the right wing. Wheeler gives it out, back out to Briscoe between the two circles to Wheeler on the right wing. Wheeler brings it out between the two circles. Connor Pearl, 15-foot jumper, pinballs in and out, no good. And Durbin off of the rebound. Durbin gets it ahead to Baker on the left wing. To Durbin on the left wing. In the left corner to Ratliff. Back to Durbin on the deep left wing. Ratliff in the left corner. Countryman between the two circles. To Durbin on the right wing. To Countryman. Countryman left side of the circle. Back to Durbin between the two circles. Durbin back to Countryman on the left wing. To Durbin. That's Clark County, the 1-2-2 zone. They give the ball to Ratliff inside to Baker. Baker to dotted line. Durbin, top of the key for three. No good. And Connor Pearl off the rebound. Pearl to Billings. Man-to-man defense by South Shelby. Billings jumps it off to Daniels from 15. Got it off the baseline. 6 points for Grayson Daniels. And it should be seven. Should be 7-5 or 7-6. I believe that the ball was thrown out of bounds by South Shelby. And now school goes, now they get it right. 7-6 is Clark County with the lead. As in the ball game, Noah Wilt for one. 34 would be Chance Rainey as Billings. Tried to get the ball to Pearl, and it's stolen away by Durbin. Durbin to the right wing, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Garrett Billings. So Garrett Billings picks up the foul. That's his second. And inbound, Noah Wilt on the near sideline for South Shelby. Wilt gets the ball into Durbin. Durbin takes it. Right is through a double team, stolen away. Wheeler with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Briscoe. Off glass. Got it. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. To Carter Briscoe with 3 points. And the foul is going to be on 32, I think, is what he said. As soon as the scoreboard tells me. Well, the other 32 would be Jaden Baker. No, they called it on number 23, Case Ratliff. That's his second. So Carter Briscoe with three, looking for four. Shot up and got it. 4 points, Carter Briscoe, 10-4. Clark County with a lead. 2:18 left to play in the first quarter. Preston Elson gets the ball to Countryman. To Elson, back to Countryman. Back to Elson on the left wing. Elson kicks it off in the corner to Wilt. Wilt to Baker at the free throw line. Back to Countryman, top of the key. Countryman, free throw line to Elson, back to Countryman at the side of the key. To Elson, deep left wing. Elson skips it over to Wilt on the right wing. To Countryman, back to Elson on the left wing. Elson to Countryman between the two circles. To Elson on the left wing. Elson to Countryman between the two circles. Between the two circles, put up a shot and missed it, but the rebound comes off to Chance Rainey. He got it. And now we have a whistle and a foul. Or is it a double foul? I think they're going to call a double foul on Grayson Daniels and Zayden Wood. So Wood picks up the foul. Daniels picks up a foul. I think that was a double foul, wasn't it? A double foul, wasn't it? That's what I thought. So Graydon Klein with the basketball gets it inside to Daniels. Missed the first one. The putback was good. He has eight. 12-6, Clark County the lead as Countryman. To Elson, still on the backcourt. Now across the timeline to Countryman. Countryman gets it to Wood. Now Elson to Countryman on the left wing. Countryman between the two circles. Out pops Wood between the two circles to Countryman. Elson in the left corner. Countryman gets it inside. Shots put up. Got a chance. Rainey has two in a row. He has 4 points. So good. Billings with 45 seconds left to play in the first quarter with the basketball. To the right wing. Dumps it off to Daniels. Little 10-footer. Got it again. This time on the right baseline. 14-8. Clark County the lead. Countryman to Elson. Back to Countryman. Bounce past the Wood. Top of the key. Gets it inside to Rainey. Kicks it back out to Elson. Free throw line to Wood. Countryman a Euro step, put up a shot, no good. Rainey got the rebound. His put back, no good, but a foul's going to be on Grayson Daniels. So Grayson Daniels picks up his second personal foul. Chance Rainey will be at the line to shoot a pair. He has four, looking for five. 21 seconds left to play in the first quarter. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Chance Rainey. Into the ball game will come Harrison Parker, and Connor Pearl will set down for a breather. Rainey's second free throw on the way, got them both. 6 points for Chance Rainey. 14-10, Clark County is the lead in the basketball. As Graydon Klein splits a double team, gets it over to Parker, tried to. Saved inbounds by Countryman, right to Parker, to Connor Pearl. Pearl takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, wouldn't go down. Parker with the rebound, puts it back up, got it. Yeah, a blind hook shot by Harrison Parker went down, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Clark County 16, South Shelby 10. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Clark County High School, 16-10. Clark County is the lead. We start the second quarter as Wilt with the basketball at the top of the key to Countryman. Elson between the two circles. Now Wilt on the left side of the circle. Kicks it out to Wood, the Countryman. Countryman, the free throw line. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Wood. Now Wood, oh, that was Wilt, rather, to Rainey. Back to Elson between the two circles. The Countryman on the right side of the circle. Now the left side of the circle. Tried to kick it out to Wilt, and does. Wilt takes it to the dotted line. Kicks it back to Rainey, top of the key for three. Bullseye! Chance Rainey with 9 points. 16-13. Clark with a lead as Klein bangs it across the timeline to Carter Briscoe. Briscoe gets it over to Callum Wheeler. Wheeler gets it inside to Parker, puts up the baby hook, missed it, and off the rebound was Case Ratliff. It was Aiden Wood, rather. Now Wilt to the right side of the circle at the free throw line. Has the ball stolen away by Jaden Klein. Klein will cross the timeline to Wheeler on the left wing. Wheeler around the top of the key. Briscoe, now Klein for three, airballed it. Parker jumped away with it on the left baseline. Wheeler will try three. Bullseye! Allen Wheeler, three-pointer out of the left corner. Back to a six-point Clark County lead. South Shelby's Elson to Countryman. Gets it to Chance Rainey to freeze the line. Now Countryman top of the key. Elson between the two circles to Countryman between the two circles. Now Rainey on the left side of the circle to Countryman, left side of the circle. Wood on the right side of the circle. Gets it on the right baseline to Noah Wilt. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Airballed it. And Carter Briscoe comes away with it. To Klein. As Klein will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Briscoe on the right wing. Briscoe skips it across to the left wing to Wheeler. Wheeler back to Klein. Klein in among the trees. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Dayton Wood off the rebound. To Rainey, ahead to Countryman on the right wing, inside Elson. Elson tried to kick it back out to Rainey, knocked away by Klein, picked up by Daniels. To Wheeler, to Klein with the basketball. As Klein gets it to Parker Harrison at the free throw line. Now they get it to Wheeler. Wheeler tried to get it back to Klein, threw it over his head, and it goes over and back. So Noah Wilt, as Baker checks back in, Noah Wilt will set down for South Shelby. Connor Pearl checks in, and Grayson Daniels will set down. So Chance Laney will inbound on the near sideline. Gets the ball into Durbin. Wood at the high at top of the key. Now Durbin on the right wing. Durbin gives the ball back to Elton between the two circles to Baker. Inside to Wood, off glass, missed it. Wood got his rebound, but then lost it. Elton picks it up. Laney's going to try a three. No good. Elton with a rebound. His put back, no good. Tip up, no good by Baker. And we have a whistle and a foul. And I think the foul is going to be on Wheeler. Yep, Callen Wheeler picks up his first foul. So it'll be Zayden Wood underneath his own basket to inbound. Gets it out to Elton between the two circles. Now Durbin. Wood at the high post. Baker puts up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Zayden Wood, puts it back up and in. 2 points for Wood. 4 point Clark County lead as a long three by Briscoe, no good. And Chance Laney over the rebound. Gives it to Baker in the left corner. Durbin underneath the Wood, missed a bunny, but the rebound comes off to Chance Laney, 10 footer, no good. Wood comes off the rebound and had it stolen away by Connor Pearl. To Klein. Klein will bring it across the timeline. As now, what do we have? Dennis Stamp, I think, wants a timeout. Yes, he does. 4:14 left to play in the first half. Clark County 19, South Shelby 15, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
And welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, 4:14 left to play in the first half of the boys' game. Clark County leading South Shelby 19-15 with the basketball. Briscoe on the near sideline will inbound to Klein. Gives it back to Briscoe. Briscoe to the right wing to Parker. Parker lost it, now picks it up. Gets it back out to Briscoe. Briscoe down the left lane, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Carter Briscoe. Back to a 6-point Clark County lead. Durbin with the basketball for the Cardinal. Durbin tried to get it to Baker on the left wing, knocked out of bounds by Clark County. So it'll be Jaden Baker to inbound on the near sideline, the far sideline, gets it to Durbin. Across the timeline to Elson. To Chance Laney. Now Durbin on the deep left wing. Down to the top of the key to Wood. Inside to Laney. To Elson. Tried to get it right back to Laney. Goes off Laney's hands and out of bounds. So Clark County up by 6 with the basketball. 3:38 left to play in the first half. As Klein will bring it across the timeline. Garrett Billings gets set to check back in. And I'll have to look. It looks like number 23 would be, I don't have a 23, but I'll find it. As now, Briscoe tried a 15-footer, missed it, but Connor Pearl with the rebound, puts it back Evan in. Here comes South Shelby, Durbin to Elson. Back to Durbin. Durbin underneath the back door, play to Wood, kicks it back out in the corner. So Laney couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. As now, I'm going to have to look deep for a number 23, I think is what he is. Yep. I don't see a number 23 on anybody. Now bad pass from Parker. Taken away by Durbin. Durbin takes it down the lane, puts up his shot, missed it, but he's fouled. by Harrison Parker. That's his first. Grayson Daniel gets set to check back in for Clark County. But the JVs and varsity, I see no 23. Unless it be Gage Bowen. As the first shot by Durbin is good. That's his first of the ball game. That's the only one I could think of. There's a 21 and a 22 and a 24. I'll find out before we're done. Next shot is good by Jaron Durbin. He has two and is 23-17. Clark County with the lead. Garrett Billings bounced fast to Carter Briscoe. Now Connor Pearl tried to kick the ball. It was picked up by Carter Briscoe. Briscoe now gets it out to Daniels. Daniels kicks it over to 23. He gets it inside to Connor Pearl. That blast got it. 4 points for Connor Pearl. 25-17. Durbin brings it across the timeline to Elson on the right wing. Durbin to the free throw line. Now the dotted line. Running five-footer. Missed it. And Connor Pearl off the rebound to Billings. As Billings will bring it across the timeline. Billings gives it to Briscoe for three. No good. And a whistle and a foul. A foul's going to be on Connor Pearl as he fouls Aiden Wood. So Connor Pearl picks up his first foul. As Trey Countryman will check in, Aiden Wood will set down. As Durbin will go to the right wing, and Countryman will bring the ball across the timeline. Chance Rainey tried to force it inside to Baker, lost it, and picked up by Carter Briscoe to Billings. Billings gets the ball to 23. 23 back to Billings between the two circles. And Billings spin move to the free throw line to Daniels from the dotted line, missed the five-footer. And Baker off the rebound. The Countryman gets it ahead to Laney. Now Durbin takes it to the basket, lays it up, missed it, but he drew the foul. And as we're waiting to see who that foul's going to be on, they call it on, evidently, Connor Pearl. So that's the second on Pearl. And Durbin at the line has two looking for three. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Jared Durbin. Jaron Durbin, 25-18, 123 left to play in the first half. Durbin with three, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points for Durbin, and back to a six-point Clark County lead, 25-19. Billings will bring it across the timeline. Kicks it to Briscoe on the right wing. Now Daniels tried to dump it inside, did right to Trey Countryman. Countryman gives the ball to Durbin. Three-pointer out of the left corner. No good. But Elson runs it down on the right wing. Elson in the right corner. Back to Countryman, top of the key. Countryman to Elson. Back to Countryman. Durbin on the left wing. Durbin tries to dump it inside to Baker and does. Baker inside, puts it up and in. Points for Jaden Baker. Now Garrett Billings, guarded by Elson. Billings with the double team, threw it right to Baker, ahead to Countryman. Countryman with the left hand, puts it up and in. 4 points for Clay Countryman, 2 point Clark County lead. As Billings, whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Preston Elson, and that's his first. 21 seconds left to play in the first half. Carter Briscoe on the near sideline will inbound. Briscoe looks for somebody, gets it into Daniels. Daniels right to the basket, lays it up, got it. 12 points for Grayson Daniels. Back to a four-point Clark County lead, 12 seconds. Countryman to Durbin on the left or right wing, right baseline, tried to get it to Baker. Out of the way, now long pass down the floor. No good. Stops the clock with 2 seconds left to play in the half. So they should inbound the ball on the other end, I would think. Maybe not. Full court pressure by Clark County. Elson gets it in to country. Baker. Baker will fire a three, hit the back of the rim, and almost went in. That's the end of the first half. With the score, Clark County 27, South Shelby 23. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
When it comes to selecting your seed corn partner, we know you've got a choice to make. At Wiffle's Hybrids, we've made a choice too. A choice to remain independent. A choice to remain farm family owned. A choice to stay American. So, when it's time for you to make your choice, make a statement. Plant your independence. Plant Wiffles.
For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Are you tired of renting? Or does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams at any of our seven locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to around 19 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 45 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 23. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 29.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game. And Clark County leading South Shelby 27-23. Take a look at the first half scoring for Clark County. Carter Briscoe with 6 points. Callan Wheeler with three. Connor Pearl with four. Harrison Park.
He wants to get out. There is no way out.
From Best Case Studios and ABC Audio, listen to In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson, a new podcast about the power of a political partnership, one that somehow doesn't show up in the many, many accounts of Lyndon Johnson's presidency. Told through Lady Bird's own audio diaries and available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Daria Albinger
said
ABC
all this
News.
Innocent stuff for so long, and you're really guilty.
That's when Jen Shah knew the game was up.
It was like working with a 40-year-old child.
The housewife scam, the real life of Jen Shah.
6.5 years in federal prison.
Jen Shah, a fraud.
This is Impact by Nightline, now streaming on Hulu. So pay me my money.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Back at Clark County High School, we had a little phone interruption there. So let's start this whole thing again. We're at halftime of the boys' game. And Clark County leading South Shelby 27-23. And again, we'll take a look at the scoring first for Clark County. Carter Briscoe with 6 points. Callan Wheeler with three. Connor Pearl with four. Harrison Parker with two. And Grayson Daniels with 12. For South Shelby, Zayden Wood with two. Case Ratliff with two. Jaron Durbin with four, Jaden Baker with two, Trey Countryman with four, and Chance Rainey with nine. Clark County led 16-10 after one quarter. Cardinals were outscored. The Indians 13-11 in the second quarter. Clark County leads here at halftime by four, 27-23. In the girls' game, it was South Shelby ladies winning their 21st game of the year by defeating Clark County 70-25. South Shelby led in scoring by Miranda Patterson with 17 points. Callie McWilliams with 14. Kayla Gaines with 16. While Clark County was led by Blair Webster with 7 points. South Shelby led 26-4 after one quarter. South Shelby outscored Clarks 13-6 in the second quarter. South Shelby led 39-10 at the half. In the third quarter, South Shelby outscored Clark County 19-8. South Shelby led 58-18 at the half after three quarters. Then in the fourth quarter, again, the Lady Birds outscored the Lady Indians 12-7. And South Shelby wins it 70-25. South Shelby improves to 21-3. Clark County Girls 3-18. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Nerds. Here at NerdWallet, we often see people wrestle with financial decisions.
Mike is in the ring, up against his nemesis, indecision. Mike can't decide the best way to save his money, and indecision has him boxed in. But wait, Mike tagged in NerdWallet.
Let's go. With NerdWallet's side-by-side comparisons, you can find a high-yield savings account with interest rates that earn more bank for your buck. So the next time you wrestle with a financial decision, you'll come out on top. NerdWallet, the smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Missouri Net News, I'm Anthony Moore. But the Republican effort to put restrictions on critical race theory has been scaled back. Democrats still aren't on board with the plan the state Senate gave initial approval to. State Representative Marlene Terry, a St. Louis Democrat, has problems with the bill.
A parent can question an educator who is highly qualified to teach. They have to question their program for the day. It's racist.
State Senator Andrew Koenig, a St. Louis County Republican, says not everyone's happy with the bill, but it's reached a point where senators can agree to move forward. Kansas City is ranked fifth largest for human trafficking occurrences. Unit Supervisor Scott Titus with the DHS says it can happen anywhere.
It's not necessarily that it's more common in a small town. With that being said, you know, you typically have more eyes in larger towns constantly watching for it, more training, more resources readily available. In smaller towns, those resources aren't nearly as available.
This is Missouri Net.
Business is difficult right now, putting a lot of good workers at risk. If you're a business that needs flexibility with your workforce without losing your best employees, the Missouri Department of Labor has a program to help you, your business, and your employees stay on your feet. The Shared Work Program allows eligible employees to work reduced hours while receiving their company benefits and receive a partial unemployment payment. For more information, go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
University of Missouri encourages you to eat smart like a tiger. Vary your fruits and vegetables. Try blue, red, or blackberries, red and yellow peppers, and dark greens like spinach and kale. Choose fresh, frozen, low-sodium canned, dried, or 100% juice options. This message was funded by USDA SNAP.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mo1call.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely, it's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, as we're close to starting the second half of its boys' game, 27-23. Clark County with the lead. Coming up next week, final week of the regular basketball season. We'll have three games for you next week. On Monday night, Canton at Putnam County. On Tuesday night, back here, Macon and Clark County. Then Friday night, I'll be at Schuyler County High School, Schuyler County, and South Shelby. Then we'll start the district on February 20th. So we're just about through with our regular season, and districts start on the 20th. So about 10 days from today. As South Shelby back on the floor, starters are back. Here comes Clark County. Quick first half we had. Very few fouls, and that will make the game go a lot faster. So Carter Briscoe will inbound to Garrett Billings, and here we go. Billings will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key to Briscoe on the left wing, Pearl in the left corner. Pearl out to the left wing, Wheeler top of the key. Wheeler back to Pearl on the left wing, bounce pass to Daniels at the high post, and Daniels walked with it. Got a little bit of happy feet or maybe had some help because he was surrounded by about three red jerseys. So Trey Countryman will inbound for the Cardinal. Gets the ball in to Ratliff. Ratliff will bring it across the timeline. Wood has it on the right wing. Wood picks up the dribble, gives it to Chance Rainey in the right corner. Now they go inside to Baker. Baker on the left block and to Wood. Pass it back out to Countryman. Now Wood at top of the key. He'll try a three. Way off the mark. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Still 27-23. Carter Briscoe will inbound to Garrett Billings. As Billings will bring it across the timeline. Briscoe has it on the right wing. Back to Billings to the left wing. It goes to Connor Pearl. Pearl gives it back out to Briscoe between the two circles. That's Briscoe. Bounce past to Billings between the two circles. Billings looks for somebody to throw it to Daniels. Long three on the way. No good. But Carter Briscoe off the rebound. To Wheeler. Wheeler inside the arc on the right wing. Bounce pass back to Billings. Billings kicks back out to Wheeler out of the right corner. No good. And off the rebound is Ratliff. Ratliff sees an opening and takes it right at Carter Briscoe. An offensive foul on Kate Ratliff, and that's his third. So three fouls on Ratliff. Now, let me see. Nope, no timeout as Ratliff will come out, and Durbin will check back in. 6:35 left to play in the third quarter. Still 27-23, a minute and a half in, and have not scored yet. It's Billings. Ball's down, and now he gets it to Carter Briscoe, and he walked with it. So Trey Countryman will inbound, gets it to Durbin. Durbin will walk it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Wood on the right wing. Rainey right side of the circle. Rainey kicks it back out to Durbin. Now Countryman on the right wing. Countryman still with the dribble, looks inside. Bounce pass to Baker, dotted line over Connor Pearl, got it. It's Baker. That's 4 points. That's Connor Pearl gives it back to Billings. Billings gives it back to Pearl and airmailed it over Billings' head. Tried to save it in bounds, couldn't do it. I've done it. Little inside joke up here. So South Shelby with basketball is Durbin. To the free throw line. Durbin, whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Wheeler, I think. Yep, they're going to call it on Callen Wheeler. So Callen Wheeler picks up his second foul. Very low scoring here in the third quarter. 27-25. Clark up by two. South Shelby with the basketball is Wood. Dumps it off to Durbin. He brings it out between the two circles. They give it to Countryman on the left side of the circle, beyond the arc, top of the key to Wood. Durbin, now Countryman, top of the key. Bounce pass inside Baker. Baker walked with it, I think, and now he's going to get bailed out. There was a foul on the play, maybe on Connor Pearl. I think that's who they got it on. We'll wait. Yep, Connor Pearl picked up the foul. That's his third. Wood underneath his own basket for the Cardinal. Gets it inside to Baker off glass. Got it. 6 points for Jaden Baker, tied to 27. 5:13 left to play in the third quarter. Garrett Billings, guarded by Durbin. Brings it across the timeline. Over the head pass. Wheeler in the left corner. Now Daniels for three on the way off the right wing. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Now Harrison Parker checks back in. Inbound pass to Billings on the left wing. Billings still with a dribble in and out of a double team. Now dribbles back in a double team. No look pass to Daniels in the left corner. Out to Carter Briscoe to the free throw line. Briscoe. Bounce pass back to Billings. Billings with long three on the way, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and last touch by Harrison Parker. Tied at 27, 4:37 left to play in the third quarter. Clark County has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. South Shelby's only scored four. As Baden Wood had it on the right wing, tried to get it inside to Baker, and it was kicked by Grayson Daniels. So it'll be South Shelby basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket. Zayden Wood to Trigger. 4:29 left to play in the third quarter. Tied at 27 as Wood will get it into Durbin. Durbin brings it out between the two circles. Finds Countryman on the left wing. Countryman back to Wood, top of the key to Durbin. Inside to Baker. Turns, look, off glass. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. 8 points to Jaden Baker. And the foul's going to be on, I'm going to guess, Grayson Daniels. But we'll see. That's going to be on Wheeler. So Callan Wheeler picks up his third foul. Baker's shot up. Got it. 9 points to Jaden Baker. 3 points. South Shelby lead as Billings across the timeline. And Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 4:13 left to play in the third quarter. South Shelby 30, Clark County 27. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
I am Kate Gibson, and I hope I don't regret starting a weekly podcast with my father, Charlie Gibson.
Thanks, kiddo. On our new ABC audio podcast, The Bookcase, with Kate and Charlie Gibson, we will have conversations with our favorite new and established writers, as well as book lovers and booksellers.
There's nothing more delicious than spoon-feeding yourself every word of a wonderful novel.
New episodes of The Bookcase with Kate and Charlie Gibson are posted every Thursday.
Wait a minute. You mean now I can listen to GMA any time of the day, anywhere?
Yes, that's exactly what we mean with the new Good Morning America podcast. Listen to all of GMA served up daily straight to you.
Oh, Michael.
What? I'm listening to our new GMA podcast. You guys, it's really good.
Listen to the Good Morning America podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe now. It's really good.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, Garrett Billings. Kicks it back to Wheeler, top of the key for three. No good off the heel of the rim. And Durbin off the rebound. Durbin will bring it across the timeline. Finds Zayden Wood on the right wing in the right corner. Chance Laney for three. Missed it. But the rebound, Countryman. Kicks it out to Durbin for three off the left wing. In and out, no good. The rebound comes off to Chance Laney and Wood. Now Countryman gets it inside to Baker. Dotted line. Missed the five-footer. Chance Laney got it, missed it. Baker had the rebound, stolen away by Connor Pearl, and Pearl walked with it. 3:37 left to play in the third quarter. Clark County has not scored in 4.5 minutes. Wood gets it to Durbin. Inside to Baker to dotted line. Baker, little five-footer, got it. 11 points for Jaden Baker. 9 of those have come in this quarter. He scored all 9 of South Shelby's points as Harrison Parker has it between the two circles to Daniels between the two circles. Daniels gives it out to Wheeler. He'll try another three. Almost airballed it. And Baker off the rebound to Rainey to Durbin. Now Countryman for three. No good. And a rebound comes out to Wheeler to Billings. Billings will bring it across the timeline. Billings gives the ball to Parker between the two circles. Parker, man-to-man defense by South Shelby. And now Chance Laney batted the ball down the floor, picked up by Countryman. Inside it goes to Wood. Missed the shot. Wood gets it, puts it back up, and got it. Zayden Wood with 4 points. 34-27. As Billings brings it across the timeline, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jaron Durbin. That's his first team foul against South Shelby. So Carter Briscoe on the near sideline gets it to Garrett Billings. Billings gets it across the timeline to Parker on the left wing. Parker bounced fast, tried to get it to Daniels, batted out of his hand and out of bounds by Zayden Wood. With 2:22 left to play in the third quarter, 34-27. South Shelby with the lead as Carter Briscoe to Daniels. Backs in on the block, bounce pass to Graydon Klein. Lost it, but picked it back up. Now tried to get it to Parker. Parker couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Baker. It's Baker to the top of the key. Now Durbin between the two circles. Tried to go inside the Countryman. Stolen away by Carter Briscoe to Billings. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Billings gives it to Klein on the right wing. Now Briscoe trying to get inside to Daniels. Off glass, got it. 14 points for Grayson Daniels. Durbin to Wood, back to Durbin. Now Countryman between the two circles. To Durbin, to Wood in the right corner. Wood gives it back to Durbin, top of the key. Durbin inside to Baker, missed the bunny off the right block, and Harrison Parker off the rebound to Billings. Billings brings it across the timeline, kicks it off in the corner. Disco for three, no good. And Baker off the rebound to Durbin. As Durbin sees an opening, takes it right to the basket, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled by Parker. So Harrison Parker picks up his second foul. That's 6 points for Jaron Durbin. 36-29. As South Shelby has outscored Clark County in this quarter 13-2. They were down at halftime 27-23. Now they lead 36-29. As Durbin, six, looking for seven. Shots up and missed it. And Daniels comes off the rebound to Billings with 105 left to play in the third quarter. Billings guarded by Durbin. No, that's Klein. Gets around Durbin, and a foul's going to be on Jaron Durbin, and that's his second. As Kent O'Loughlin takes Durbin out of the ball game, brings Elson back in. Carter Briscoe will inbound on the near sideline. As Briscoe gets it in to Klein, back to Briscoe. Briscoe between the two circles, left side of the circle, inside to Daniels, off glass, got it. 16 for Grayson Daniels. There's Braden Black brings it across the timeline for South Shelby. Black gets it over to Wood on the right wing. Back to Black between the two circles to Elson on the left side of the circle. Down the arch to Black between the two circles to Elson. As Elson back to Black in the center circle. To Elson between the two circles. Elson gets it back to Wood. Inside to Baker. Baker turns, puts up a shot, rejected by Carter Briscoe. Goes out of bounds as Connor Pearl will check back in. As out will go Harrison Parker. Zayden Wood will inbound for South Shelby underneath his own basket. As Wood tried to get the ball in to Baker, stolen away by Briscoe. To Klein, back to Briscoe on the left wing. Inside to Grayson Daniels, a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Zayden Wood. That's his second. 12 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 14 foul against Al Shelby. Carter Briscoe inbounds to Daniels between the two circles. To Briscoe, try to give and go, stolen away by Baker. Baker takes it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Jaden Baker with 13 points, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. South Shelby, 38, Clark County, 31. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia, Maine until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at sciiowa.edu.
Back at Clark County High School, 8 minutes left to play in the boys' game. South Shelby 38, Clark County 31. As South Shelby outscored Clark County 15-4 in the third quarter to take this seven-point lead. It's Black. Brings the ball across the timeline to Elson, back to Black. They give it to Wilt on the right wing, to Black. Black back to Wilt. Chance Rainey, 15-footer, got it. 11 points for Chance Rainey. 9 points, South Shelby lead. As Graydon Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein down the left lane, lost the handle on the basketball, goes out of bounds. But they say last touch by South Shelby. Into the ball game will come Lucas Edelman and Chase Webster. Was into the ball game. He was number 23. He's listed at 3 in the program. So Briscoe gives to Edelman from the free throw line. 15-footer, kissed it home. Got it. 2 points for Edelman. 40-33 is Black. Now it's past the Baker, top of the key. Now Elson. Chance Rainey on the left baseline. Elson on the left wing. The Black between the two circles. Wilt on the right wing. Wilt. Bounce pass back to Black. Back to Wild on the right wing. Back to Black between the two circles. Elson. Baker. 15-footer on the way. Missed it. And Connor Disco off the rebound. To Klein. Klein hands the ball off to Edelman between the two circles. Edelman to Daniels on the right block. Now three-pointer put up by Klein out of the right corner. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Who's he going to give it to? Last touched by Wilt. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Carter Briscoe will inbound. As Briscoe looks for somebody, still looks. Now pass to Pearl. Pearl on the left wing. Gives it back to Briscoe on the left wing. Briscoe looks for somebody. Gets it back out to Klein between the two circles. Graydon Klein, right side of the circle, bounce pass in the right corner. It goes right by Carter Briscoe and out of bounds. So South Shelby with the basketball. As Garrett Billings checks back in, Graydon Klein will check out. Black will inbound to Elson. Elson, bounce pass to Wilt on the right wing. Chance Rainey back to Black, left side of the circle to Elson. Tried to get it inside to Rainey. Batted away, stolen away by Briscoe to Billings. And now, whistle and a timeout. Clark County wants to talk it over. So 6:04 left to play in the ball game. It's South Shelby 40, Clark County 33, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
To 33, South Shelby with the lead. 6:04 left to play in the game. And Clark County will have the basketball. It's Carter Briscoe on the near sideline. Will trigger. Briscoe. Trying to get it to Billings and does. Billings takes it right to the hoop. Dumps it inside to Connor Pearl on the left block. Kicks it back out to Edelman. Dotted line. Now Briscoe, 15-footer. Didn't take it. Gives it to Harrison Parker, and Parker had the ball knocked out of his hand out of bounds. And I think it's going to stay with Clark County, and it will. So Carter Briscoe will inbound. Disco looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks, gets it out to Parker on the deep left wing. Parker hands the ball off to Billing. There's Billing. Still with the dribble between the two circles, guarded by Ratliff. Out to Connor Pearl between the two circles. There's Pearl. Still with the dribble. Now split the double team. Takes it right to the hoop. Banks it home. 6 points for Connor Pearl. 5 points. South Shelby lead. 40-35. Ratliff gets the ball back to Countryman. Countryman. And now they had the ball tipped around, and Countryman tried to tip it underneath the basket. The wood wasn't there. So Clark County will have it down by 5:15 left to play in the game. Disco will inbound to Garrett Billings. Billings across the timeline, bounce pass to Parker on the left wing. Parker back to Edelman. Now Billings on the right wing, inside to Briscoe. Briscoe guarded by Baker. Back to Billings on the right wing. Back to Edelman. Now Parker. Connor Pearl on the left wing. Pearl skips it to the right wing to Briscoe. Briscoe the free throw line. Billings inside to Pearl. Gets it back out to Briscoe for three. Bullseye! Carter Briscoe with nine. 2 points. South Shelby lead with the basketball. Ratliff gives it to Countryman. Inside the wood. Now Countryman top of the key for three. Well, that was Baker. Baker hit the three. And he has 16 points. Back to a 5-point. South Shelby lead as Billings. Bounce pass to Briscoe on the right wing. Inside to Parker. Parker too far on the basket. Tried to bounce pass to Pearl. His ball's kicked around. Out with it comes Billings. As Billings. No look pass underneath. Intended for Pearl. Taken bounds and put up by Billings and got it. Garrett Billings with his first two of the ball game. 3 points. South Shelby lead. 3:48 left to play in the game. Countryman to Wood. Gets it down to Chance Laney on the baseline. Countryman takes it to the basket. Lays it up off glass and got it. And that is 6 points for Trey Countryman and a timeout on the floor. 3:36 left to play in the game. South Shelby 45, Clark County 40. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to around 19 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 26.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. 45-40. South Shelby with the lead. 3:36 left to play in the game. Clark County with basketball as Briscoe will inbound to Billings. Man-to-man defense by South Shelby's Billings. Has it on the left wing. Picks up the dribble. Gets it back to Pearl between the two circles. Pearl to Wheeler between the two circles. Now Briscoe on the left wing. Back to Pearl, top of the key. Pearl, left side of the circle, beyond the arc. Back to Billings between the two circles. Billings takes it down in the lane. Had the ball slapped away by Ratliff. Picked up by Baker. Back to Ratliff. Now Wood. Back to Ratliff at the top of the key. Back to Wood on the right wing. Wood looks inside. Now dribbles into the right corner. Kicks it underneath to Baker. Baker too far under the basket. Try to put up a shot. And a whistle and a foul. See who the foul is going to be on. Maybe on Connor Pearl. Let's wait and see. Yep, it will be. That's four fouls on Connor Pearl. At the line is Baker. He has 16, looking for 17. Shots up, pinballs in and out, no good. Jaden Baker has 14 points, so he's 14 of his 16 in here in the second half. Eyes it, deep breath, fires it, and got it. 17 points for Jaden Baker. 6-point South Shelby lead, 2:45 left to play. Billings across the timeline, picked up by Ravlin. Dribbles into a double team, look for somebody. Gets to Wheeler on the left wing. Wheeler tried to get it inside. Pick on her Pearl, stolen away by Wood. Now Countryman gets the ball to Ratliff on the right wing. Ratliff drives the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And if it's on Connor Pearl, he's gone. I think that'll be it for Connor Pearl. Yep. Connor Pearl just fouled out of the ball game. That's five as Harrison Parker will check in. Connor Pearl sets down with 6 points. And Ratliff at the line. Case Ratliff has 2 points, looking for three. First shot up, got it. 3 points for Case Ratliff, 7 points. South Shelby lead, 2:26 left to play. So Ratliff, three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, got it. That's the round that finally fell through, 8 points. South Shelby lead, 48-40. Briscoe inside to Daniels, puts it off, glass, got it. Jason Daniels, 18 points. Ratliff gets the ball to Wood, inside, dotted line to Baker, Countryman to Ratliff. Now, Chance Rainey on the left wing. Back to Wood, they swing to the right wing to Ratliff. Out to Chance Rainey, Countryman underneath the Wood with the left hand, missed it. And got his own rebound, put it up, missed it, but due to the foul, the foul's going to be on Carter Briscoe. And I've got him for just one tonight. So first foul on Carter Briscoe. And, yep. So Wood, first shot up, missed it. Zayden Wood with 4 points, looking for five. 1:53 left to play in the game. 6 point, South Shelby lead. Wood, second free throw on the way, got it. 5 points for Zayden Wood. 7 point, South Shelby lead, and Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 1:53 left to play in the ball game. It's South Shelby 49, Clark County 42, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Auto insurance companies can be a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. Don't get involved in insurance fraud. If you're in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
49-42, South Shelby with the lead. 1:50 left to play in the game. Here comes Clark County. Billings brings it across the timeline to the left side of the circle. Gives it to Wheeler on the right side of the circle, inside to Daniel. And now Parker puts up a little five-footer, missed it. Rainey off the rebound to Wood. Trey Countryman brings it down the near sideline, a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Billings. So Garrett Billings picks up his third personal foul. Eighth team foul against Clark County, and Trey Countryman will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. As Countryman, 6 points, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 7 points for Countryman. 8 points. South Shelby lead 50-42. 1:30 left to play in the game. As Countryman with seven, looking for eight. Shots up, missed it, left it short. And a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Baker, I think, over the back. And that's who they're going to call it on, number 32. That's his first one. Here comes Billings. Across the timeline, 50-42. Billings stops between the two circles to Harrison Parker to the right wing, Wheeler. Now left wing, Billing to Parker at the top of the key. And a bounce pass between Billings and Daniels goes out of bounds. So it'll be South Shelby basketball. Graydon Twine checks back in. Billings will check out. Full court pressure by Clark County. Countryman gets it in to Chance Rainey. And almost stolen away. Now it is picked up by Harrison Parker. Daniels will try a three. Bullseye! Grayson Daniels with 21 points. 5 points. South Shelby lead placed here by Clark County. Countryman in the backcourt. Now, what have we got? I think we've got a foul on Clark County. As now Dennis Dent wants to know who the foul's going to be on. Baker will go to the line and shoot just two because that's a 10th team foul. Wheeler's one that picked up the foul. That's his fourth. So Countryman with seven looking for eight. Got it. There's Trey Countryman with 8 points looking for nine. 50 seconds left to play. Countryman, eight. Make it. Still eight off the heel of the rim, picked up by Carter Briscoe. Ahead to Klein. As Klein gets the ball out to Wheeler, top of the key. Now Briscoe for three, no good. And Wheeler runs down the rebound. Gets it to Klein, almost went over and back. Lost it, picked up by Countryman to Baker. And now Kent O'Loughlin wants a timeout. Either that or Dennis Dent called it. I don't know which. So the timeout on the floor. Looks like about 31 seconds left to play. It's South Shelby 51, Clark 45. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
You may know the story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old boy who was brutally beaten and murdered in Mississippi. But you might have never heard his story if it weren't for one woman, his grieving mother, who turned her son's death into a rallying cry for justice.
A voice said to me, the world will cry for Emmett Till.
From ABC Audio comes Reclaimed, the story of Mamie Till Mobley. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute. You mean now I can listen to GMA anytime of the day, anywhere?
Yes, that's exactly what we mean with a new Good Morning America podcast. Listen to all of GMA served up daily straight to you.
Oh, Michael, Michael.
What? I'm listening to our new GMA podcast. You guys, it's really good.
Listen to the Good Morning America podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe now. It's really good.
Back at Clark County, Countryman tried to inbound on the right in front of the scorer's table. Ball was stolen by Carter Briscoe. Took it all the way to the house, but it was knocked out of his hands, so the basket didn't count. Fouls on Countryman now. Three-pointer by Daniels. Whirled in and out, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It was the last touch by South Shelby. 23 seconds left to play. 6 points, South Shelby lead. It's Carter Briscoe to Daniels in the right corner. Back to Billings. Back to Briscoe. Briscoe tried to get it inside to Daniels, stolen away by Baker. Baker to Wood, gets it ahead to Chance Rainey, put up a shot. As he was knocked down by Briscoe, Briscoe helped him up, and an intentional foul on Briscoe. So Carter Briscoe, they call it an intentional foul. That's Briscoe's second. And to the line, will go Chance Rainey. As Rainey has 11 points, looking for 12. First shot up, no good. 10 seconds left to play in the game. As Chance Rainey got the long rebound himself and walked back to the line. Eyes it, fires it, and pinballs in that, no good. And South Shelby will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. It will be Trey Countryman to inbound underneath his own basket. As Countryman gets the basketball, 10 seconds. And now, what do we have? A whistle, and I think a Clark County foul. They may have called it on Harrison Parker. And they did. So Parker picks up his third foul. This time it will be Zayden Wood goes to the line. Well, it don't look like Zayden Wood. No, I can't see the number. First shot up, got it. Oh, it was Case Ratliff. So 5 points for Case Ratliff. 52-45. Still 10 seconds left to play. It's Ratliff, second free throw. On the way, left it short. Daniels with the rebound. Gets it to Billings. Billings will fire a three on the way. No good. And Ratliff off the rebound, and that's in the ball game. With the final score, South Shelby 52, Clark County 45. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It twice a day.
I get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, it's the final as South Shelby Cardinal win their 12th game of the year by defeating Clark County 52-45. Taking a look at the scoring for South Shelby. Zayden Wood with 5 points. Case Ratliff with five. Jaron Durbin with six. Jaden Baker with 17 points. Trey Countryman with eight. And Chance Rainey with 11. For Clark County, Carter Briscoe with nine, Kellen Wheeler with three, Connor Pearl with six, Lucas Edelman with two, Harrison Parker with two, Grayson Daniels with 21 for the Clark County Indians. Clark County jumped out 16-10 after one quarter. South Shelby outscored Clark 13-11 in the second quarter. Clark led 27-23 at the half. In the third quarter, South Shelby outscored Clark County 15-4. And South Shelby led 38-31 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14. And South Shelby wins at 52-45. South Shelby improves to 12-12, while Clark County drops to 8-13. In the girls' game, it was South Shelby winning their 21st game of the year by defeating Clark County 70-25. South Shelby was led in scoring by Miranda Patterson with 17 points. Callie McWilliams with 14. Kaylee Gaines with 16, while Clark County led by Blair Webster with 7 points. South Shelby jumped out 26-4 after one quarter. South Shelby outscored Clark County 13-6 in the second quarter. Lady Birds led 39-10 at the half. In the third quarter, South Shelby again outscored Clark 19-8. South Shelby led 58-18 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was South Shelby outscoring Clark County 12-7. And South Shelby wins it 70-25. So South Shelby wins their 21st game of the year, and Clark County now 3-18. So it was a South Shelby sweep tonight here at Clark County High School. Again in the girls' game, 70-25. South Shelby now 21-3. And Clark County 3-18. Well, in the boys' game, it was South Shelby coming from behind to defeat Clark County 52-45. South Shelby led in scoring by Jaden Baker with 17. Chance Rainey with 11. While Clark County led by Drayson Daniels with 21 points. South Shelby 12-12. Clark County drops to 8-13. Our next high school basketball game will be Monday night. I'll be at Putnam County with Canton and Putnam County. I'll be on the air just before 6 o'clock from Unionville. Have a nice weekend, everybody, and go Chiefs. Or producer Dave Bowden from Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
I echo those sentiments, Donnie. Go Chiefs. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahoka, Buford Seat Solutions in Cahoka, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahoka, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahoka, Cahoka Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahoka State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahoka, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton.